Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Start off this morning's show, we heard from Charlie Coons and the Kissani Club Orchestra in a recording from 1936 with the song I'm in a Dancing Mood. That was written by Morris Ziegler, Al Goodhart and Al Hoffman. Charlie Coons, of course, on the piano, and the vocal was brought to us by George Barclay. Well, Charlie Coons was a wonderful pianist. He was actually from the U.S., moved to Britain in the 1920s and stayed there for the rest of his career. He started out setting up an orchestra in the Kissani Club, and it was named after the club. Charlie led the orchestra from the 1920s through to the 1930s. Became very well known for his wonderful piano medleys, especially during the 1930s and 40s. This is the Victoria Day weekend, and it's a time that we in Canada traditionally mark as Victoria Day. It's an opportunity to reflect upon the contribution made to popular culture by those with ties to Britain. And for us on I've Heard That Song Before, it's a time of year that we celebrate the British influence in jazz and popular music during our time period of the 1920s through to the 1960s, where we're celebrating the contribution made by British artists and songwriters who made their career home in Britain. And we'll go now to 1944 to a group led by drummer Jack Parnell and guitarist Vic Lewis. They were a particularly fine group that went on for quite a while and made a number of recordings. We'll hear one of them, and it's of the jazz classic I'm Coming Virginia, recorded in 1944. And joining Vic and Jack in the studio that day were Billy Riddick on trumpet, Ronnie Chamberlain on alto sax, Derek Hawkins on clarinet. We'll hear a piano from Dick Katz, Vic, of course, on guitar, and Jack on drums, and Charlie Short on bass. I'm Coming Virginia. And then to 1947, to an orchestra called the Melacrino Strings, led by composer and violinist and singer, too, George Melacrino. Well, George was very versatile. He'd started out in the 1930s as a singer, making many recordings and appearances with a group led by Carol Gibbons. But in the 1940s, he went on to composing and arranging. He set up a string orchestra, and they made lots of wonderful recordings, something in the style of Canadian Robert Farnon, the light classical style. Well, we'll hear them from 1947 with one of George's own compositions called Violins in the Night. And then back to 1944, to perhaps one of the most famous singers in Britain in the 20th century, at least in the first half of the 20th century, and that is Vera Lynn. She'd started out in the 1930s and became a very, very popular singer during World War II, making many appearances and many recordings. We'll hear her from that time, bringing us a song, Long Ago and Far Away, written by Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin. And Vera is joined on this one by the orchestra led by Len Edwards. So three songs, and we will start with Vic Lewis and Jack Parnell and their Jasmine, I'm Coming Virginia. Thank you.
far away. I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Heard the lovely voice of Vera Lynn from 1944 in a recording she made with Len Edwards and his orchestra of the Jerome Kern number Long Ago and Far Away. Before Vera, we heard from George Mellacrino and the Mellacrino Strings, Violins in the Night. And we started out with Vic Lewis and Jack Parnell and their Jazzmen from 1944, I'm Coming, Virginia. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're celebrating the Victoria Day weekend with a small selection of some of the wonderful artists and composers who contributed to the popular music and jazz scene in Britain. And we will go now to Eric Coates. Now, he was a very popular and famous composer of what we would call the light classical style. Many of his compositions were played by the BBC and became the theme songs of some of their programs. We're going to hear Eric as he starts off a set of recordings about London. He's going to bring us a recording that he made of his own composition from his London suite, and this would be the Knightsbridge March. And then we'll go forward to 1941 to Beryl Davis, who is just setting out on a singing career. She was actually singing at this time, or had been singing, with her father's orchestra. That was Harry Davis. And she went on over the 1940s singing with various British groups in and around London. And in the late 40s, she ended up moving to the US, where she became a very, very successful singer. And she spent the rest of her career there. Well, she's going to bring us, along with Oscar Raban and his band, a song called The London I Love. and that was written by Harold Purcell and Simon Posford. And then we'll go back to 1938, and we're going to listen to a recording made by a group, actually a group that Beryl recorded with from time to time, and that is the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, two of whose members were particularly well-known, or became particularly well-known, and that was Stéphane Grappelli on violin and Django Reinhardt on guitar. They're going to bring us their recording of the very famous song about London called The Lambeth Walk, and that will be the Quintet of the Hot Club of France from 1938. And we'll start with Eric Coates and his London Suite, the Knightsbridge March.
Thank you.
Dance aglow and newsboys calling. City I know with twilight falling. Deep in my heart I keep recalling the London I love. Small cozy bars and cheerful greeting. Long lines of cars and lovers meeting. Under the stars her heart is beating. The London I love. Breathless and fast, the crowd hurries past. There's a glow in the London sky. Velvety dove, the trees in the park touch my heart and I don't know why. Mayfair hotels, their windows beaming, chiming off bells, the river gleaming. You are my dream, I'm always dreaming, the London I love.
Just heard the quintet of the Hot Club of France from 1938 bringing us their rendition of the Lambeth Walk, a song written by Douglas Ferber and Noel Gay. Before them we heard from Beryl Davis from 1941 with the song The London I Love, and we started out with Eric Coates and one of his lovely compositions from his London suite, The Knightsbridge March. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning I'm sharing with you recordings made from the 1930s and the 1940s in Britain celebrating Victoria Day, and the contribution of British artists and others who made their career home in the UK and recorded in the 30s and the 1940s. Well, our next recording is taken from 1938. It is aptly named Music Maestro Please, and it's brought to us by the Jack Hilton Orchestra. Jack Hilton led an orchestra that was one of the most popular in the 1920s and 30s. They were known as a dance band, but they could also play some pretty nice jazz as well. And they had some fine vocalists with the orchestra. Sam Brown is one, and we will hear him today. The song, as I mentioned, recorded in 1938, Music Maestro Please, from the pens of Herbert Magidson and Ali Rubel. And then we'll go back to 1932, to one of the most loved pair of performers around at the time, and that is Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen. They had actually met up during the First World War and started up a comedy duo that also sang, and they ended up becoming very popular, made many appearances on the stage, and fortunately for us, many recordings. Their signature tune has to be the song written by Bud himself called Underneath the Arches. And we'll hear a recording of that they made with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra in 1932. And after Bud and Chesney, we'll go forward to 1937 and we'll hear again from Charlie Coons. He started off this morning's show with his Kasani Club Orchestra, and we're now going to hear him with one of his famous piano medleys that became so very popular in the 30s and 40s. This one is of the songs Dearly Beloved, As Time Goes By, and A Touch of Texas. And that is one that Charlie recorded, I believe, in 1937. And we'll start with Jack Hilton and his orchestra with Sam Brown and Music Maestro Please.
A drink, yes, a tall one, and waiter, I could use a chaser for my blues. Tonight I mustn't think of her. Music maestro, please. Tonight I must forget how much I need her. So, Mr. Leader, play your lilting melodies. Ragtime, jazz time, swing, any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. She danced divinely, and I loved her so, but there I go tonight. I mustn't think of her, no more memories. Swing out, tonight I must forget. Music, maestro, please.
Music, maestro, please. sod for. Savoy's they can keep. There's only one place that we know, and that is where we sleep. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams of bom bom bo da bi do. Underneath the bom bom bo di da bo, on cobblestones we long da bo 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 bo. Back to back with body ba bo 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 di do. Tired out and bo bo do bo bo di do. Sorry when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn. Sleeping when it's frightening, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling by, ba-ba-ba-ba-da-be-da-bo. Pavement is a fee yellow, without a sheet we lay. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
Been listening to the lovely tones of Charlie Coons and one of his many piano medleys recorded in 1937. Before Charlie, we heard from Flanagan and Allen with Underneath the Arches. And we started out with the Jack Hilton Orchestra with Sam Brown, Music Maestro, Please.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're celebrating the Victoria Day weekend and the contribution made to popular music and jazz by British performers in the 1930s and the 1940s. Our next recording is from 1932, and it is from the Billy Cotton Orchestra. Now, Billy Cotton was a very popular band, started up in, I think, shortly after the First World War, and went on and was still playing in the 1960s. They're going to bring us a delightful recording of the song written by Billy Hill and Harry Woods called The Clouds Will Soon Roll By. And that features a vocal from Cyril Grantham. The song itself was recorded at the nightclub Ciro's on August the 24th of that year. Following that, we're going to go forward 5 years, and we're going to hear another one from Cyril Grantham, this time with the orchestra led by Giraldo. And this is from 1937, as I mentioned. The song is called When I Hear Your Voice, written by Arthur Schwartz. Vocal, as I said, will be from Cyril Grantham. Then we'll go forward to 1948, to the pianist George Shearing. Now, he was still performing in Britain in the 1940s. He later moved to the US and went on to have a very long and successful career there. One of the greatest of the jazz pianists. And he's going to bring us the lovely Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart piece, Blue Moon. And that will be George Shearing. And we'll start with Billy Cotton, his orchestra, and Cyril Grantham, The Clouds Will Soon Roll By.
Thank you. slave of me, and that's what I'll always be when I hear your voice. Can't you see, can't you tell, there's no way to break the spell, there's no way to say farewell when I hear your voice. Don't you know, if you go, my poor heart is sad and lonely, you're my one and only choice. Every word, every sigh, puts the sun back in the sky. I'm in love and I know why when I hear your voice. Thank you.
we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I do hope you enjoyed our recordings of songs that were popular in Britain in the 1930s and 1940s. Do please stay with us because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we will see out this morning's show with another recording from 1932, this time from singer Al Boley, accompanied by Ray Noble and New Mayfair Orchestra. They're going to bring a song that was written by Ray Noble himself. Delightful one. Love is the Sweetest Thing. Al Boley and Ray Noble.
What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love goes for love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever hearts may desire, whatever life may send, this is a tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the strongest thing, the oldest yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you. Love is the sweetest thing.